Hi, this is Matt Perkins, assistant editor for SearchStorage.com, and I'm here today with Greg Schultz to talk about Fibre Channel over Ethernet. Greg is founder and senior analyst with the IT infrastructure analyst and consulting firm Storage.io Group. He is also an author, including the new book, The Green and Virtual Data Center, and is a contributor to Storage Magazine. Greg, how are you doing today?
Matt, I'm doing very well today, thanks.
Good, that's good to hear. Okay, why don't we get started? Greg, the first thing I'd like to ask is, what exactly is Fibre Channel over Ethernet, and what place does it have in the current market?
So there's two questions there, Matt. First is, what is it, and the second is, where does it fit today? So let's split those up real quick. So essentially what Fibre Channel over Ethernet is picking up everything from Fibre Channel except the cabling, except that physical interface. In other words, all the upper-level protocols, all the data integrity checks, all the flow control, picking up all of that and grafting it onto Ethernet, not onto IP, not onto TCP/IP, but grafting, picking up Fibre Channel and putting it, placing it right on top of Ethernet, on an enhanced Ethernet, I should say. So in other words, while it's based on Ethernet, it's an enhanced Ethernet that has been optimized for low latency, quality of service, guaranteed delivery, and other sort of technology feature functionality traditionally associated with a channel type interface like parallel SCSI, Fibre Channel, FICON, SCON. Now, second part of that question is, where does it fit today in the market? Today in the market, it's for early adopters, it's for those kicking the tires, for those looking to get an early jump, test out the technology, maybe address particular pain points and issues. Moving forward, where it fits is at the high end of the market, the high end within the data center, because Fibre Channel over Ethernet is not a wide area, it's not a long distance interface, it's for within the data center. So moving forward in the not so distant future, it will be for high end premium, where performance is paramount, where scalability is paramount, where low latency is paramount, but yet getting to a converged enhanced Ethernet into a simplified environment, much where you would find Fibre Channel today. That is where you're going to be seeing Fibre Channel over Ethernet in a data center on a go-forward basis.
So now, Greg, what exactly is data center Ethernet, also known as converged Ethernet?
Yeah, so where this gets interesting is that there's a couple different marketing terms. There's data center Ethernet, DCE, which is the acronym that Cisco's been using. The challenge with DCE is that it also stands for data communication endpoint, among other acronyms. So it's kind of confusing as to what it means. So it's a marketing name. It's a marketing name for an enhanced, optimized Ethernet that has Fibre Channel grafted on top of it. There's also another name, which is the converged enhanced Ethernet, that conveys that it's a enhanced Ethernet, that it's more than just your standard 10, 100, or 1 gigabit, or 10 gigabit Ethernet. And the reason that it's enhanced is that it does have the lower latency capabilities, it has the quality of service capabilities, some predictability, some other optimization capabilities to support premium type traffic. So in other words, premium also means it's going to have a higher price, it's not going to be as low cost. So the other name that you hear quite a bit is converged enhanced Ethernet or converged enterprise Ethernet. That's the term that's being used by the IBMs, the Brocades, essentially everybody else except Cisco. What will happen, I believe, over time is that the two camps will come together. They will settle on a one and standardized type approach on a go-forward basis, then with their separate individual personalities, individual attributes, capabilities, and so forth. I should mention is that there are standards that are being drafted, that are being voted on and approved and ratified, both from the Fibre Channel folks as well as from the Ethernet folks.
Okay, and now, Greg, some people say that with 10 gigabyte Ethernet coming and boosts in server and storage processing power, you really don't need Fibre Channel over Ethernet at all. What is your take on this?
So, you know, where it's interesting is that it depends on your environment, it depends on your market. Sure, 10 gig Ethernet, it exists today. I mean, the price for the adapters has come down dramatically. And what I say dramatically is that you can now get a 10 gig Ethernet adapter with optics, that's the transceivers, maybe with cables, for around $1,000 to $1,200. Okay, in other words, in that price that you would normally pay for a fiber channel adapter, those prices continue to come down, and with more volume, more deployment, they will continue to come down. So what about fiber channel? Why is it needed? Why is it needed in, say, different markets? Well, if you go down market, say, into an SMB space, it's very blurred. It's very blurred as to whether the need is for 10-gig Ethernet with iSCSI or 10-gig Ethernet with NAS versus, say, 4-gig, 8-gig, let alone fiber channel over Ethernet. On a go-forward basis, part of that question gets resolved in that a single adapter gets put into the server. That single adapter is an enhanced Ethernet that has the ability of running both fiber channel stacks for talking to storage, as well as Ethernet-based stacks for supporting things like TCP/IP for iSCSI, for NFS, for SIP, for HTTP, as well as other activities, all on one single adapter. For redundancy purposes, you put a pair of them in there. But that gets the notion of a converged network to a virtualized I/O network to I/O virtualization. Now, getting back to the speed aspect to it, where is it needed? Certainly more in the enterprise, where there's more scaling. But keep this in mind. Normally, when speeds and feeds are talked about, whether it's 10-gig Ethernet for iSCSI or 10-gig fiber channel in the case of FCOE, most of the focus is centered around bandwidth, centered around throughput, which then lead to the discussion of, hey, I don't need that much bandwidth. My applications don't require that much bandwidth. I don't need that. Valid statement, valid concern. But flip it around the other way. Most applications do have a concern about response time. They do have a concern about latency, or they have a concern about number of IOs, number of transactions, number of files, number of videos, number of messages processed per second. So while bandwidth may not be the concern, there certainly is the benefit of lower response time, lower latency, as well as supporting more IOPS. Where it changes and gets even more interesting is when you start looking at consolidated environments. So for example, using server virtualization to consolidate, to aggregate multiple physical servers, where in the past you might have had, say, 10 servers, each running at just under a megabyte per second, hardly requiring a 1-gig Ethernet, let alone a 1-gig, 2-gig, 4-gig, or 8-gig fiber channel. But when you aggregate 10 of those systems together onto one physical server, straight math all of a sudden is adding up to 8-gig, 10-gig, or more. So we start to see the aggregation play, whether it be on megabytes per second throughput, whether it's on IOPS, transactions, files, messages processed, or on lower latency. So the other piece to that is this. Even though networks have gotten faster, storage has gotten larger, more processing power there, we've got more data to process now and on a go-forward basis, meaning that we're going to need those capabilities.
So, Greg, why do we need fiber channel over Ethernet if we already have iSCSI?
Yeah, that's a great question. Let's take a look at it. There's a couple pieces to it. First, is there's a perception, there's a lot of noise in the market space that iSCSI will be able to do everything that FCOE can do or vice versa. The reality is this. iSCSI's fundamental value proposition, at least today and at least previously coming up to today, has been around low cost, ease of use, low cost. Where the fundamental value proposition of fiber channel over Ethernet is not of low cost, but of a convergence of multiple different technologies, fiber channel, Ethernet, the fiber channel upper-level protocol stacks or UOPs, such as fiber channel on SCSI, FICON, and having those coexisting onto an Ethernet without the need for IP. So having split those two pieces out, on a go-forward basis, fiber channel over Ethernet is positioned more towards the upper part of the market where iSCSI hasn't really seen much adoption. Part of that has to do with for iSCSI to play in the upper market requires extra hardware, extra capabilities, which are play counter to the low-cost value proposition of iSCSI. So flip-flop that. where iSCSI on a go-forward basis continues to grow and continues to find an increasing market share is in the lower part of the market, in the mid to lower part of the SMBs, maybe into the SOHO, but more into the mid upper parts of the SMB, certainly making some inroads into different parts of the enterprise. Likewise, fiber channel over Ethernet will trickle down from the enterprise into the upper reaches of the SMB. That mid-market in there, which is the high end of where the iSCSI plays, the low end of where the FCOE plays, that is where you're going to hear all the noise. That is going to be the skirmish battleground between FCOE and iSCSI. But the reality is that FCOE, at least near term, because of its cost, because of its premium price, will not be able to penetrate down into the lower portions of the SMB, which is the iSCSI market strength place. Likewise, for iSCSI to move up market means that it has to come in at a higher price capability. That plays counter to its value proposition. So both will have their respective strengths, their respective home fields, if you would. There will be border skirmishes. Having said that, Fiber Channel continues on a go-forward basis, at least for the next several years, for those environments that are going to be risk-averse, that don't want to quite jump to the FCOE, that they want to take more of a wait and see. So they're going to go from 4 to 8 to 16 gig Fiber Channel, maybe even beyond that, depending on their comfort level. Some will jump to iSCSI. Most will jump to the FCOE. The lower parts of the market, into that SMB, some will jump to iSCSI, some will jump to FCOE, some may continue on to the next version of Fiber Channel. So with having said that, is the FCOE is for the higher market. It picks up where Fiber Channel is currently at, moves forward. iSCSI continues to grow. However, the piece that needs to be kept in perspective is NAS, Network Attached Storage, NFS SIFS, Windows File Serving, NFS File Serving. That market continues to grow both at the low end and the SOHO, throughout the SMB from the low to mid to the high, and even into the enterprise. The reason to keep an eye on NFS and on NAS Windows SIFS is that they all rely on IP, they all rely on Ethernet. IP and Ethernet and NAS can run on a converged Ethernet just as they run on a regular Ethernet. So there's some interesting benefit capabilities there.
And now, what is the current state of Fiber Channel over Ethernet standards?
So there's a couple pieces to it. There is the Ethernet piece, which is being worked on by the IEEE, and those include that the different enhancements to this upgraded, this premium type of Ethernet, support the quality of service, support the lower latency, support other enhancements. Those are pretty well along, pretty well established. Then there's also the Fiber Channel pieces, which are still being finalized and should be up for vote any time now. Some of the pieces have been voted on. Some of them are about to be voted on. So I would say, generally speaking, the standards are pretty far along. They are pretty far solidified. There's some finalization that needs to be done. And then, as with any standard, once the standards are approved, then there is that lag time, then there's that latency between when everything is actually approved, voted on, and actual adoption appears. So what that says is that there are early products in the market today. There are early proof of concept, early technology demonstrators, early capabilities for those who want to get out, kick the tires, try things out, see where they fit, for those that like to be on the bleeding edge adoption. Those capabilities are there. The interoperability is getting better. The maturity is getting better. However, where this technology is really positioned is for the higher end of the data center, for the premium-type market. That market, that the only way they go bleeding edge is if there's a blood bank right next door, because they are very, very risk-averse. So it's similar to when Fiber Channel rolled out, when FICON rolled out. As these technologies came out and rolled out, there was a lag time between when the products, when the technologies were available, when the whole ecosystem was supporting of that technology, and when mass adoption occurred. So we're starting to see the products showing up in the marketplace, and through 2009, we'll see more and more uptake. Certainly going late into 2009, more into 2010, we're going to see a lot of activity in this space.
And now, what fiber channel over Ethernet products are currently out there in the market already?
So what's out there today is some adapters, some early converged adapters that speak fiber channel over Ethernet, and there are some early switches. There are even some systems that have, from a storage standpoint, that support fiber channel over Ethernet for basic interoperability type testing. So some of the basic building block pieces are there. What's missing is this, is a more robust ecosystem where you have multiple switches from multiple vendors all working together, routers from different vendors working with each other, as well as routers from different vendors working with different vendors, enhanced Ethernet with their regular Ethernets, working with their regular fiber channel products, working with long distance products, robust adapters that speak both fiber channel as well as regular Ethernet on a converged adapter, support mixed workloads. But probably what's really missing is storage systems on a broad basis that can speak FCOE in addition to speaking native fiber channel, in addition to traditional iSCSI over Ethernet as well as NAS. So that combined with all the management tools, gluing the whole ecosystem together, there's still some work to be done, but things are looking very, very promising.
Well, thanks again, Greg. This is Matt Perkins, assistant editor for SearchStorage.com, and we've been talking with Greg Schultz, founder and senior analyst with Storage IO Group. Thanks again, Greg.
Great. Thanks, Matt.